With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The five Democrats competing in their party's primary for the U.S. House faced tough questions about their electability last night in a debate in Helena. Unlike previous forums conducted by their party or affiliated organizations, questions this time came from TV journalist Mike Dennison of MTN News and Montana PBS's Beth Sabo. They asked the candidates how they plan to win in November following the 2016 election, in which President Trump took Montana by 20 points, and only one Democrat won statewide office here. Billings attorney John Heenan continued pitching himself as a populist. Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton in Montana's 2016 primary.
A populist just means someone that wants to represent people, and I unabashedly want to represent people. You know, let me tell you who ran as a populist and a general in Montana and won. Our governor, Brian Schweitzer, and our president, Donald Trump.
Heenan is the only candidate giving a full endorsement for a Medicare for All healthcare system.
The public, Republican, Democrats, independents, become increasingly disgusted, frankly, with our current healthcare system.
Former state lawmaker Kathleen Williams of Bozeman took a distinctive stand on gun control in response to a question from Mike Dennison. Williams says she wants to place more regulations on AR-15s.
And doesn't a stand make you a target and perhaps easier to beat up on in the general election?
Many of the people that I talk to, sportsmen and women, they're in the same place. If it's the opportunity to own a weapon like that versus our children's safety, they pick children's safety all the time, and I'm not afraid of it.
Williams also says she's the only person in the primary race with legislative experience.
So someone that can hit the ground running in Congress that has policy experience, I think, is very valuable. Look at the Democrats that have been successful in Montana. Senator Tester, former state legislator, middle of the road, roll up the sleeves, problem solver.
Grant Keir, the former director of Five Valleys Land Trust in Missoula, says he's running because he thinks there should be more new faces in politics. But Dennison questioned how he'll be perceived by voters.
Are Republicans going to label you the greenie from Missoula? Isn't that a recipe for getting crushed in November?
I mean, I'm sure that there will be an effort to label me that way, and I think my track record will speak for itself. For more than 10 years now, I have left my home in Missoula to go out into rural communities in Montana and build respectful and trusting relationships with farm and ranch families.
Keir says he has experience working with people from all kinds of political beliefs, and he can both stand up to and work with Trump.
I am not here to push anyone's agenda but Montanans' agenda. Where there are places that Donald Trump's agenda lines up with what we're trying to do in Montana and what I think is right and what people ask me to do, I'm happy to work with him on that.
Jared Pettinato, a lawyer from Whitefish, made one of his biggest stands of the night in support of unions.
Shareholders already have a collective bargaining unit. We call it a corporation. Workers need one to fight back.
He also says as the only native Montanan in the race, he has an edge others don't.
I grew up on Montana values because Montanans taught me those values in Montana public schools. I know what it's like to go to Montana public schools. I know what it's like to drive around the state. I know what it's like to be from here.
Bozeman attorney John Meyer was the last candidate to enter the primary race. He was asked how he expects to win by running a low-budget campaign.
Montanans believe you don't need a lot of money to play this game, because this is a game, and we're going to show the rest of the country that you don't need millions of dollars.
Meyer was asked about his role as founder of the Cottonwood Environmental Law Center, which has sued to block railroad construction and Forest Service plans for timber harvesting because of potential impacts on the threatened Canada Lynx.
Is that the person the Democrats want as their nominee, someone who can be held up as the poster boy for so-called environmental extremism?
I am not the person the Democrats want. I'm an independent. I think the Democrats need an independent thinker, someone who's not scared of their own shadow.
Montana's primary elections are a little over a month away, June 5th. Absentee ballots will be mailed out late next week. Last night's debate was hosted by the Greater Montana Foundation. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.